This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The video is stunning. A ship has smashed into a major bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed and fell into the river below, taking several vehicles with it. The Baltimore City Fire Department chief just said moments ago they have pulled two people from the water, but he's reminding everybody,
we are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point. And we will continue to be for some time.
He was heard there on WJLA-TV. The AP's Donna Warder with more.
There are reports that multiple vehicles have fallen into the water, and authorities are trying to rescue several people. A video posted on X shows a large vessel crashing into the bridge at around 1:30 this morning, catching on fire and causing multiple vehicles to fall into the water. I'm Donna Warder.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments today in a case about access to mifepristone, a widely used abortion pill. Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter jailed in Russia, will remain behind bars on espionage charges, at least until late June. That from a Moscow court. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The 32-year-old U.S. citizen was arrested in late March 2023 while on a reporting trip and has spent nearly a year behind bars. Gershkovich and his employer have denied any allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. His arrest has rattled journalists in Russia, where authorities have not detailed what, if any, evidence they have to support the charges.
This morning, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is blasting a UN Security Council resolution calling for a pause in the fighting with Hamas, saying that it's emboldening Hamas, which has now said no to a separate ceasefire proposal. This is AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The IRS has some advice.
The Internal Revenue Service says U.S. taxpayers may be leaving behind over $1 billion for the U.S. Treasury. The IRS says it has 940,000 unclaimed tax refunds from 2020, totaling more than $1 billion. The deadline to submit a return for 2020 is May 17th, which was made slightly later than usual because of the COVID-19 pandemic. If taxpayers haven't filed their return for tax year 2021 and 2022, any 2020 refunds would be withheld until they file for those years as well. In a statement, Commissioner Danny Werfel says time is running out. The agency advises taxpayers to request their W-2, 1098, or other forms from their employer or bank, or order a free wage and income transcript using the Get Transcript online tool at irs.gov. Taxpayers have 3 years to file and claim tax refunds. Otherwise, the money becomes the property of the U.S. Treasury. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
A defiant Donald Trump repeating what he said about the cases against him, including this hush money case in New York as he left court.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago. And now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is.
Trump's lawyers were trying to get the case dismissed or postponed after a large document dump. They said they needed time to go over, but the judge set an April 15th trial date for the former president's hush money case involving Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. So far, this case, filed by the Manhattan DA, is the only one of the various prosecutions against Trump that's scheduled for trial in the coming months. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
A New York appeals court has agreed to hold off collection of Donald Trump's massive civil fraud judgment. New York's attorney general was expected to start efforts to collect the $454 million judgment, but the court says it will pause collection if the ex-president puts up $175 million within 10 days. Trump says he respects the decision.
And I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says if Trump does not pay, the punishment will be harsh.
You now need to come up with the full almost half a billion dollars.
Or his real estate empire could take a big hit.
The attorney general can go ahead and start moving in, seizing assets, moving to force them to sale.
There's a leadership shakeup at Boeing after a tumultuous 5 years for one of the nation's most storied manufacturers. CEO Dave Calhoun took over Boeing after his predecessor was ousted following crashes in 2018 and 2019 that killed hundreds. Now Calhoun will step down at year's end, with Boeing facing growing manufacturing problems and criticism from airlines. Federal regulators have ordered an audit of some assembly lines where Boeing makes planes like the 737 MAX that suffered a door panel blowout 2 months ago. Boeing's board chairman says he will not stand for re-election, and the head of its commercial airplanes unit will retire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities have launched raids on two properties owned by rapper and producer Sean Diddy Combs. Searches took place in Los Angeles and Miami, with video showing agents taking items from properties owned by the rapper, who goes by the name P. Diddy. Two law enforcement officials tell the Associated Press it has to do with an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. They didn't say if Combs was the target. As recently as last month, a producer filed a lawsuit alleging Combs coerced him into soliciting prostitutes, and a former girlfriend sued Combs in November, alleging sexual abuse. He denied those allegations last year, calling them awful. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities have identified the brothers who were attacked, one fatally, by a mountain lion in Northern California during the weekend. Talon Robert Claude Brooks, a 21-year-old, was killed in a remote area northeast of Sacramento on Saturday in the first fatal encounter with a cougar in the state in 2 decades. His 18-year-old brother, Wyatt J. Charles Brooks, survived and is expected to recover after multiple surgeries. The brothers had been hunting for shed antlers near Georgetown, a small historic town about 50 miles northeast of the state capital. Wildlife officials say the cougar was located and euthanized. An alleged assault and deadly attack by a newly released felon has prompted a shakeup of the Illinois State Parole Board. Review Board member Leanne Miller submitted her resignation after she prepared a report recommending the release of 17-year-old Carcetti Brand. Authorities say a day after he was released, Brand attacked a pregnant Chicago woman he knew with a knife and fatally stabbed her 11-year-old son. The boy had attempted to protect his mother. Governor J.B. Pritzker has ordered that procedures for dealing with situations involving domestic violence be revamped. I'm Norman Hall.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. Baseball's biggest star is denying any wrongdoing in a sports betting scandal involving his former interpreter. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has a story.
Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says he never bet on sports, and interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole money from him and told lies. Ohtani spoke through a team interpreter.
I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Ohtani held a news conference at Dodger Stadium 5 days after Mizuhara was fired by the Dodgers following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker and debts well over $1 million. He did not take questions from reporters.
The NBA has opened up an investigation into Toronto Raptors two-way player Jontay Porter, amid gambling allegations. ESPN first reported the investigation, which it said included Porter's performances in games on January 26th and March 20th. Women's college basketball sensation Caitlin Clark scored 32 points, and number one seeded Iowa survived one of its worst offensive performances of the season, and they beat eighth seeded West Virginia 64-54 in a women's NCAA tournament second round game. It was a tie game late before Iowa turned it on in the end. The Hawkeyes advanced to play fifth seeded Colorado in Saturday's regional semifinal. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers bounced back from an embarrassing 37-point loss at Miami a day earlier and had no problems with Charlotte, as Tom Merriam reports.
The Cavaliers held on to sole possession of third place in the Eastern Conference by running away from the Hornets 115-92. The teams were tied at 20 after the first quarter, but J.B. Bickerstaff's Cavs outscored Charlotte 31-17 in the second and were never seriously threatened the rest of the way as they snapped a three-game losing streak.
We've had our ups and downs and, you know, tough moments, but you know, you don't sit where we're sitting right now without being able to respond, and I thought our guys did a great job of it.
Jared Allen led Cleveland with 17 points and 14 rebounds. Evan Mobley also scored 17.
Yeah, we had a tough one last night, but had a bounce-back game, and I feel like everyone felt good after this one.
Darius Garland had 15 points and 10 assists. Brandon Miller topped the Hornets' offense with 24 points.
Washington beat Chicago 107-105. Houston over Portland 110-92. San Antonio down Phoenix 104-102. Dante DiVincenzo went off for a franchise record 11 three-pointers for New York, and the Knicks blasted Detroit 124-99. DiVincenzo ended up with a career-best 40 points. Atlanta down 30, rallied to beat Boston 120-118. DeAndre Hunter scored 24, including the clinching three-pointer with 9 seconds left. The Denver Nuggets scored an easy victory over a struggling opponent. Correspondent Bruce Morton has the story.
The Nuggets were in control throughout in a 128-103 decision over Memphis. Michael Malone's guys have won 15 of 17.
That's the way you want to start off a five-game homestand. Very business-like approach, very mature approach. And, you know, we got contributions across the board tonight.
This on a night in which Denver was without injured starters Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon. Nikola Jokic helped himself to 29 points and 11 rebounds, both game highs. Now at 51-21, the Nuggets are atop the Western Conference by one full game over Oklahoma City. The Grizzlies have lost 5 of 6.
Dallas beat Utah 115-105. Brooklyn snapped a six-game losing skid 96-88 over Toronto. It was Indiana blasting the LA Clippers 133-116, and Sacramento had no problems with Philadelphia 108-96. In the NHL, Vegas gave up the tying goal late, but won in overtime 2-1 over St. Louis. Jonathan Marchessault scored 49 seconds into the OT, and Los Angeles dumped Vancouver 3-2. Back to college basketball, the NCAA tournament could be headed toward expansion. The tournament field currently sits at 68. That number could jump to 72 or 76 schools in the coming years. There's a number of key factors at play, including how to divide up the increased number of at-large bids in an expanded field. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
The NFL is eliminating the hip drop tackle. NFL team owners on Monday unanimously approved a rule that bans players from using a swivel technique to tackle an opponent. A violation will result in a 15-yard penalty and could ultimately result in fines for players. NFL executive Jeff Miller says the hip drop tackle was used 230 times last season and resulted in 15 players missing time with injuries. The NFL Players Association has opposed the rule. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.